coming up on All Access.
Take advantage of your opportunity tonight.
Looking for Timms in the back corner. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
Oh, sir. How are you?
Yeah. Looks like fires left. Back shot of throw to Tompkins for a Patriots touchdown.
Very excited. You know, you go through a long off-season process. You go through training camp just to get to this point. It's very exciting, and I think as a team, you know, the morale is high.
I think our team is in good condition, though. They've reported in good condition. We've had a good training camp, and you know, I think we're ready to go.
Growing up together, we were always very competitive. You know, every day, we always compete at anything. And I feel like that's what brings a lot of our success.
Preseason is over. The major roster decisions, over. The football games now count beginning on Sunday. Hello and welcome to our season premiere Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. We're happy to be bringing you this show for a 17th season. Excitement is in the air as the Patriots get ready to travel to Florida and the heat and humidity to face the Dolphins. Before we preview that game, let's take a look back at the sights and sounds from a very eventful preseason.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Take advantage of your opportunity tonight. We all work way too hard to be nervous, to be too excited, to worry. Just play.
Let's go.
Garoppolo lofts into the end zone, looking for Timms at the back corner. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
Sir, how are you?
Brady off the shotgun step. Looks left, fires left. Back shot of throw to Tompkins. Falling over at the pylon for a Patriots touchdown.
Thanks for bailing me out.
Hey, Dave, where's my...
It's okay.
Good shot, Tommy. Nice throw.
What's up, Tua?
Here we go, baby.
Shotgun snap on a toss sweep right for LeSean McCoy. Gets outside to the 45. Along the far sideline to midfield.
Here's the deal. 5 yards is too much in the run. 5 yards is too much in the run. Everybody got that?
A deep drop by Garoppolo. Time to throw out to the left for Devlin. Makes the grab on the run to the five. Devlin tumbling into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Way to go, babe.
First win.
Yes, great win. Great win.
Yeah. It felt a lot better. A lot better all the way around. Talked about showing some toughness, and we did that. Ran the ball 250 yards. It was a hell of a lot better.
Not everybody was here last year, but this team got at us on Monday night last year. A lot of us remember that. It's time to play. This is a game tonight, fellas.
Go, baby. The final one right here. Dress rehearsal.
Brady swings the pass right with Vereen on the run to the 25-20. Vereen in the foot race. He's on his way to the end zone. He has a Patriots touchdown.
That's like three or four times where we're super close. Good job. Great drive, fellas. Big time drive. That's what we needed.
All right, fellas, that was a decent week this week. I think we got a lot of things done. Some things we improved in on the field, so that's starting to show up. We're leaving too many plays out there. So we look, there's still a lot of things we can improve on. We can do a lot better job. We're leaving too many plays out there on the field.
linebacker is Tom Brady, who had to hold a year ago against Indianapolis in the playoffs, extending his right hand with a snap from Aiken, the kick by Gostkowski, and it is good.
Preseason player performance.
Oh. He just made like $20 right now.
Might be a special team captain this year. Take over for Slate.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. And, Coach, it's for real. And I guess we got to start with preseason. First benchmark, check that box off. You guys complete the preseason. How do you feel your team responded to everything you tried to accomplish this preseason?
You know, Scott, I thought the team worked hard. I thought that we got better on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, even in the last preseason game. Things we tried to emphasize in practice that they went out, they worked on, and we got better. So we'll see how all that comes together when it, real competition. But I think that they've done what we've asked them to do, and they've been unselfish. They've worked hard, and we've definitely gotten a lot better.
You've been doing this for a long time. This past weekend had to be a tough weekend for you guys. Go from 75 players down to 53. Not every decision is easy. Some are. Luckily enough, some guys did clear waivers. You signed them back from your practice squad. But do you ever see one year to be more difficult than the other when you say goodbye to certain players?
Well, I mean, I think every year is hard. You know, we start with 90 and end up with 53. So that's 30, at least 37 guys are kind of disappointed in the final results and the news, and that's tough because they've worked hard and they've gone out and done their best. But it's a very competitive league, and we all know that's part of it. I've been on the other side of that table myself a couple times, so it's tough.
Okay, from the outside, it seems maybe there's a position or two open on your offensive line. Maybe you have some flexibility there. Maybe this is a week to week thing. Is it the case where you take the best five offensive linemen and you're going to play them that week, or is it position specific to each guy's got to play right guard, left guard, center, or can guys move around throughout the year?
Well, we'll have to see how that goes. I think we do have some flexibility. We have a couple options, and we'll have to see how it goes. I think we have enough talent there. We have some good players, and we'll just have to try to find the right mix, what works best for us.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show as we talk about the Miami Dolphins. More of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We learn why Julian Edelman loves the game of football.
It's the number one team sport by far. You have 11 men trying to do the same thing, do their job for 7 seconds. And if one person messes up, the play's a fail.
But first, will he or won't he?
I'm good to go. I'll be playing.
With all due respect to Rob, this will be a decision that we make, not one that he makes.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Gillette FlexBall, the official shave of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the highest price ever paid for an NFL franchise.
It was unprecedented. Robert Kraft had become one of New England's most successful businessmen. But buying the New England Patriots wasn't a business decision. It was personal.
For me, this has been a boyhood dream. And this is my hometown, and I just believe this hometown wouldn't have been the same if this team had left here.
And on January 21st, 1994, Robert Kraft ensured the Patriots would stay in New England. As owner of Foxborough Stadium, he could have just cashed a check for $75 million from James Bush Earthwine and allowed the team to go to St. Louis. Instead, he risked his family's wealth to buy one of the NFL's perennial underachievers. A season ticket holder since 1971, he had faith in himself.
My objective in doing this is to help bring a championship to New England.
In the first season of Kraft ownership, the Patriots made the playoffs. And since 1994, they have won more games than any other NFL franchise.
We didn't do this to be a doormat for any of the teams. We do like to win.
Doormat? Not on his watch. The resurrection of a franchise began with the vision to keep it in New England. That's crafting a legacy.
Well, great stuff there. We'll be looking back all season long over the two decades of ownership by the Kraft family. Season number 21 begins on Sunday, and Dan Rhodes tells us that the Patriots can't wait.
Patriots touchdown!
After training camp and four preseason games, the 2014 Patriots will finally get down to official business Sunday in Miami. And with a talented roster, plus expectations at an all-time high, the season opener can't get here soon enough.
This game will be a game that is going to come down to sideline adjustments, doing some things, things we probably haven't even practiced.
Throws across the middle, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski! He spikes with emphasis! The offense may get a huge boost this week as Rob Gronkowski, who last saw game action in December, announced his knee was ready to go.
Feel mentally and physically ready. It's going to be an honor to be back out there with my teammates. So super pumped, super excited, and just preparing for the game.
As for whether or not the coaches agree with Gronk, I guess we'll just wait and see come Sunday afternoon.
Tom takes the snap, looks over the middle, steps back, and down he goes. Cameron Wake finally gets to the New England quarterback. Sunday's opponent, the Miami Dolphins, features a talented defensive line, one that will challenge the Patriots' offensive line, which lost six-time Pro Bowl guard Logan Mankins, who was traded to Tampa Bay last week.
You know, it's never been an easy game down there. Maybe one or two over the years that, you know, have been really good, solid games for us. But, you know, we're expecting a dogfight, and we're going to get their best. And we're going to go out there and try to, you know, be at our best and see if we can get a win.
Meanwhile, Sunday marks the first time we'll see quarterback Darrelle Revis in a regular season game for the Patriots, as the five-time Pro Bowler leads a talented Patriots defense.
It's good to get things, going now. So I think we're all excited, you know. We've been waiting for this for a while, and now it's here.
Tom Brady is only 6-6 against the Dolphins down in Miami over his career, but he's 11-1 as an opening day starter. That's the best record of any quarterback in the Super Bowl era. Next up, John Elway at 12-4. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much for joining me now. It's Patriot running back Shane Vereen. 2014 season is here.
Yes, it is.
How excited are you guys?
Very, very excited. You know, you go through a long off-season process. You go through training camp just to get to this point. It's very exciting, and I think as a team, you know, the morale is high.
But yeah, it's got to be high, right, coming in. But let's talk about where you think you guys are right now and where you really want to get to.
Yeah.
And what do you guys – do you think you're right on schedule?
It's hard to judge at the beginning of the season because we haven't really gone against, you know, anybody in a regular season game. We're live bullish. You know, you go through preseason, you kind of get a feel for it, but it's not the real thing, you know. And this week we'll get a good test with Miami, and, you know, we'll get a good judge of where we are right now.
You mentioned Miami, and it is on the road.
Yeah.
Big difference between opening up on the road and opening up at home?
Crowd. Mm. You know, why not? You know, it's the beginning of the season. Everybody's hyped. Everybody's excited. And so you're gonna have to deal with the noise on the road. But it's nothing that we haven't dealt with before. And you know, it comes with the game.
And we mentioned Miami, which means we mentioned the heat.
A little bit of the heat,
yeah,
too.
And, yeah. And you've been practicing a little bit this week with the heat, but Miami Heat's a little bit different.
Yeah, it is a little different. You know, going into the game, we know that. You know, it's gonna be humid. It's gonna be hot. So you just gotta hydrate. You just gotta take care of things prior to. Therefore, when we do get there and we do face that situation, we'll be okay.
How important is it for you to get off to a fast start, for this whole team to get off to a fast start?
Very important. I think it's going to set the tone for the whole season. I think it's really going to be a way to get things rolling. You want to start off on a good foot. You want to start off with some confidence and just hope that that carries into the season.
All right, Shane. Well, good luck to you this weekend, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Shane Vereen, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christian Fourier, and welcome to this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, it's finally here, the first week of the season. Everybody's excited, lots of expectations. So, guys, what are we worried about most in the first week of the season?
I know it's a passing league, and I know with Tom Brady, the Patriots are a passing team, but you have to run the ball a little bit to keep defenses honest. And right now, with the current stable that the Patriots have, I'm not so sure going into 2014.
Legendary offensive line coach Dante Scarnecchi is gone. Pro Bowl guard and leader Logan Mankins is gone. And I couldn't tell you who's starting at left guard, center, right guard, or right tackle heading into the opener in Miami. It's very simple. I'm very worried about the offensive line. Everything on offense comes from the line. The running game, the passing game, it's a scary proposition on Sunday.
Two good choices, guys, but I'm going to take the offensive line. Logan Mankins is gone. That offensive line has been in transition. I know who's going to play the anchor spots, but who's going to play left guard? Who's going to play center? Who's going to play right guard? And how are they going to work together? All right, everybody, I'm Christian Fourier. That's this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick rejoins me as we talk about the Miami Dolphins. All right, back in April, you found out you're going to play Miami week one. It's a 1 p.m. game. It's not, I think, like the 8:30 Sunday night game like we opened up down there a couple years ago. But you were fortunate enough to have some heat this past week. How much does that help you get your football team ready for the type of humidity and the potential heat you could face on Sunday?
Well, there's really no way to get used to the heat but to be in it. And we have had the last week and a half has been good from that standpoint. But really, it's all about conditioning. And, it's not going to be any hotter for them than it is for us. And we just have to go down there. And if we're in good condition and we're able to, play with good concentration and alertness throughout the game, then I think we'll be all right. And that'll be the challenge. And that's the way it'll be every week. So I think our team is in good condition, though. They've reported in good condition. We've had a good training camp. And, I think we'll be ready to go.
I know you've worked with Chip Kelly. You've talked to them. We've had the joint practices here. Does having the Eagles, I know it's not the Dolphins, but practicing for a week against Philadelphia, does that, in essence, help you get ready a little bit for Miami and what they may run?
Sure, absolutely, yeah, which is a lot different than what we run as an offense. So it is good to have the experience of going against a team like the Eagles who have a similar offense, even though the personnel is different, but a similar offense, similar style of play, tempo, some of the similar type scheme plays. So we definitely learned a lot from practicing against the Eagles.
Whether it's not Jason Taylor or maybe a guy like Zach Thomas in the middle, I remember the Tim Bowens days from down there, Daryl Gardner, it seems like they just keep replenishing guys up front. This is as good a front seven as you'll face all year, fair to say?
Yeah, it really is. Starks and Audric inside and Vernon and Wake outside, and then Comisi as a blitzing middle linebacker is really like having a fifth down lineman. So They're a good pass rush group. They're strong. They're physical. They're very active, and they'll be a big challenge for us to block.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Jake in Newburyport. He says, "Hey, you've been doing this for 40 years. Opening day, do you still get butterflies when you take the field?"
Yeah, absolutely. You never really, no matter how well prepared you are, there are always things that you think about on opening day that you haven't prepared as well for, things they might do, or the experience of, how some guys will do that haven't played in the NFL before, or haven't played on your team before. You don't know quite how they'll react, how it'll all come together. So, absolutely. But, once we get past that first kickoff and the game starts going, then, you start coaching and the players start playing and you're just out there. But I think the all leads up to it. Certainly there's some butterflies and some anxiety about how it's going to go on opening day. I think that's normal.
All right, Coach, you're ready to get going, I could tell. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. We got the Belastrator later in the show. What are we going to look at?
We got some offensive and defensive highlights from the Dolphins. They got a lot of players to feature.
All right, sounds good. Stay right there. More Patriots All Access right after this. And, of course, we got the Belastrator after that.
Coming up on All Access,
meet the Jones Boys.
Growing up, Arthur, we used to call him like the big teddy bear. Always. John, he always has that short fuse. And, thank God he uses it in his profession today, which is professional fighting.
And later, Find out why Coach Belichick is impressed with the Dolphins' defensive line on the Belastrator.
Blocking these four guys, Audric, Vernon, Starks, and Wake, it's going to be a big challenge for us up front.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
I came into this game, I didn't think about making a mark. I just more thought about working the hardest I could work to make myself better.
Across the middle, throws at the back of the end zone, catch made, Julian Edelman, touchdown, Patriots!
I don't really care about a mark, I care about winning ball games and helping my team win.
Throws down the middle, catch by Edelman, touchdown, Patriots! Dives for a first down, touchdown, Julian Edelman!
I've learned that football is a microcosm of life. What you put in to this game is what you're going to get out of it. When you're a kid, you learn how to build goals. You learn how to work as a team. It's the number one team sport by far. You have 11 men trying to do the same thing, do their job for 7 seconds. And if one person messes up, the play's a fail.
Throw to the right side, catch made by Edelman, break to the end zone, and he runs it past the five. He threw it to the end zone! Touchdown! And the lead!
You learn discipline. Growing up when I was in Pop Warner High School, always the football kids were always the disciplined kids. You learn a lot from this game, especially being a New England Patriot, learning the New England way of how to prepare, over-prepare almost, doing everything you can to put yourself in the best situation going into a game, making practice execution become a game reality. You could put those things towards any other job in your life. If I focus and I work my fundamentals regardless of what it is and I finish that and, I'm poised through the circumstance and it's a very valuable thing that I've learned, especially being in here in New England.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
As he begins his third season with the Patriots, big things are expected for Patriots defensive end Chandler Jones. He's part of a very athletic family that includes a brother who is an NFL defensive lineman playing in Indianapolis and another who is a UFC champion. This is a story about the Jones boys.
You look ready to go.
Yeah.
Gonna be fireworks tomorrow night. Can't wait.
Who are my brothers to me? Chandler is my little brother. He's somebody that I need to be a role model for. He's someone that I love dearly. Someone that I'll take care of for the rest of my life, no matter how successful he gets or how much of a man he becomes. I'm his older brother, and that's the only little brother I have. Arthur's my big brother. He's somebody that I'll honor and respect and cherish for the rest of my life. Someone that I'll try to outdo, to be honest with you. I love him to death. He's been a phenomenal inspiration to my life, and he's my best friend.
Make sure you don't tell to him. No. I'm getting involved. I'm getting ready to square it up, too.
I actually told him backstage. I said, Arthur, no matter what happens on stage, you make sure you're respectful and you don't say anything to my opponents.
Walking John out, when they squared off, I kept getting inching closer and closer just because I'm an older brother. And I'm pretty sure John can handle his own, but it's just been that older brother, I'm the protector.
MMA fans hate when a third party gets involved. He said, I learned my lesson from past experiences. I won't do it again. I said, all right, cool. We had that understanding. But Arthur's always been our protector. He's always looked after us and led the way.
Hurt.
Because before you walk on the stage, your famous bro slapped you on your face. Did it hurt?
The guy.
Wait a second.
He's like, no, I didn't hurt. It was just something we did for the moment.
Growing up, Arthur, we used to call him like the big teddy bear, always. He's the oldest brother. He's almost like the third parent, as you would say.
He's the leader. He's the one who got me and Chandler into sports.
So our roles are pretty much the same, you know. We can always fight each other, or we can never hurt Chandler, you know, just because he was the baby. And, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, we would not let anyone else hurt our little brothers. And it's like that today.
John, he used to always have a temper tantrum growing up, and he always has that short fuse. And, you know, thank God he uses it in his profession today.
I am a champion! I am a champion! I am a champion!
You know, we grew up in a low-income family, and, you know, we were told, you know, from a young age that if we applied ourselves and dedicated ourselves to our crafts, that we could get scholarships. And that was step one, is to get scholarships. And sure enough, we all got scholarships.
A lot of people wouldn't believe it if you told us that 10 or 11 years ago, growing up where we grew up and seeing where we were at.
It's been a lot of hard work, you know. It wasn't like we won the lottery or it happened overnight. It's been a lot of sweat, a lot of hours in the gym, a lot of no camera time, you know. And, yeah, you know, it's been a journey.
We rarely get a chance to be together, very rare. So for us to also all be together as one, it's a great feeling, you know, and you got to take advantage and remember every time. Before his fights to my own football games. Like right now, my hands are sweaty. I'm sweating a little bit, and I kind of get a little anxious. I start talking fast, if you can't tell by this interview. But I enjoy it. I enjoy every bit of it.
Oh, we definitely enjoy going to each other's events. I love it. You know, I get to go to a Ravens game and hang out with a Ravens fan. And then when I see Patriots fans, I'm a Patriots fan. You know, I'm a total poser.
You know, growing up together, we were always very competitive. You know, every day, we always compete at anything. And I feel like that's what brings a lot of our success.
The undisputed UFC light heavyweight champion of the world.
Hey, sir, domination.
Yeah. Proud of you. Proud of you.
John's my best friend, Chandler's my best friend. We all bond different ways.
Man, you only get one family. So yeah, no matter whatever happens, I mean, you got the same last name, you got the same bloodline. It's a pact that'll never be broken.
And home is now wherever we are together.
It's Zo. It's 4A. Time now for Turf, brought to you by our friends at Gillette. Miami Dolphins week. I can't believe it's week one. 10 weeks from now, we'll be freezing out here. So, the biggest change with the Miami Dolphins from last year, they got their butts kicked up front. Their offensive line's in shambles. No Mike Pouncey. So what do? They get a disciple of the Chip Kelly offense, and we're going to run the spread. We're going to go up-tempo, keep teams on their heels.
And part of that spread, Zo, is the pistol formation. Let's just show everybody what the difference is in the pistol.
Okay.
So our normal shotgun position is what? You're the quarterback. Go back. 7 yards, right?
Yeah, right.
That's normally shotgun formation. The back is usually on the right or on the left.
Offset
pistol
back.
Formation, come on up. A lot closer. So right off the bat, you know something's up, right? No Sean Moran or right B right behind him. This close. So when he hands those hands off, you can't even see him.
You're not fooling anybody. Ryan Tannehill's not going to run with the ball. Once he gets it, he's handing it here or he's handing it here.
Yeah, no threat of him running the football.
The biggest thing for the Patriots, and I think this is where they win this game, this is where they lost this game last year. 4th and 3. Remember Clay last year, that conversion.
Tight end.
I'm telling you, with the slot play. Let's move out to the slot. Okay, I'm going to be...
You're Mike Wallace.
I'm going to be Mike Wallace. Now, Mike Wallace is a speed guy. He runs a 4-2. All he wants to do is be outside and run. He doesn't want to be in here. You don't want to be in a slot because the slot does what? He's got to block.
and Kyle Arrington is going to jack him up.
Yeah, if he tries to run block, kind of give him some help trying to get to the edge, I think Kyle Arrington
so
is here.
So we're talking run support. So okay. His ability to crash on rundowns is big for this team.
Quick little hitch, quick little pass. He's not really what he's feeling either, right? He doesn't want that pass. He's hearing footsteps. He knows he's going to get hit. Bam, that's another way for them to get it, get him the ball and get out of there.
So for Crockett, for Tubbs, yo, where's my cigarette boat? Is it outside? I'm going to go this way.
The Patriots will open the regular season on the road against AFC East opponent the Miami Dolphins this Sunday. I'm Jackie Britton, and here's what's buzzing in week one. Rob Gronkowski announced that he will play on Sunday, but head coach Bill Belichick isn't quite ready to agree. The Patriots were 1-for-4 in the red area last year in Miami, so having the ideal red zone weapon back would help dramatically. And Dan Connolly was named a captain this week, so hopefully that fills the leadership void left by Logan Mankins. But still, the question remains, who will line up at left guard? And after months of talking about Darrell Revis, we'll get to see him in competitive game action on Sunday and be prepared for a showdown if he is matched up against Miami's Mike Wallace. That'll do it for the storylines. Now let's get to our opponent news brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
The heat is on in South Florida. The Dolphins are eager to host the Patriots in the season opener.
You know, I feel like, you know, and I think the games reflect, the film says that, you know, certainly our guys are capable of playing with them. At least they were last year. So this is a new year and it's a new season. So we'll see how it goes on Sunday.
It's a good test for us to see where we at early in the season. You know, got to get it going. We know, like you said, the Patriots, they're a team who usually wins about 12 games a year. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. But I think we've been preparing really well and we'll be ready.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belichicator. And for real, here we are in week one, Coach, the Miami Dolphins. What are we looking at?
Well, this is their front, and you can see they're a very good pass rush front. This is Randy Starks coming up the middle, Wake coming over from the quarterback's right side here. And then just, you know, blocking these four guys, Audric, Vernon, Starks, and Wake. It's going to be a big challenge for us up front and for our receivers to get open and create some space so the quarterback can throw the ball. Vernon ends up making the play here.
So especially on the road, a lot of noise in that environment. That stadium should be amped up pretty to go, especially early.
I'm sure it will be. You know, Koumissi is the middle linebacker, number 55. He was a former defensive end, played Sam for him last year. This year he's playing middle linebacker. This is a good matchup for Misi when he's on the back, bad matchup for the back for Atlanta. You can see Koumissi just, runs over here for an easy sack.
Oh, and you got the split here, too. That's almost like, a nine technique on the outside there.
Right, so they're, keeping a quarterback in over here and, letting Misi work inside. So, again, real good pass rush front, plus a big blitz and middle linebacker that's be hard for any back to handle.
All right, moving on.
Well, here's, again, Audric coming up the middle. This is Wake coming around the edge. I'm sure you've heard this before, Zoe, where your coach told you, step up.
Or throw it.
What pocket?
Yeah, what pocket?
Where? So, again, this is what the Dolphins do a great job of. They do a great job of power rushing up inside so the quarterback can't step up. And then the edge rushers, Vernon and Wake, come around the edge there and can make the play. So if the offensive line can move up, keep the line of scrimmage, and the quarterback can move up into the pocket. But in this case, there's really nowhere for him to go. So Wake comes around and makes a play and drops Romo. So
not a ton of sprint outs in your offense. I mean, you don't want number 12 running around too much. So it's imperative that you protect that front.
And then, of course, we have Clay here. Be a big, a big challenge for any defense to match up on. Here they are in an empty formation, get him matched up on a linebacker and on a crossing route. He's a very good receiver. He likes to run a lot of vertical routes, seams, overs, run some wheel routes down the sideline, plays like that. So here he is, gets a step on the linebacker right away at the line of scrimmage, and it's a quick 20-yard gain.
One of those move tight ends, a guy that'll flex out and
yeah, he's a very good receiving tight end and has a lot of big playability. Yeah, this is Miller here. He's kind of taken over as their lead back. A lot of shifting, quite a bit of motion from Miami, trying to force the defense to adjust. You can see Dallas is kind of caught in a little bit of a communication. What are we doing here? Type of thing, and there's a big hole, and they just don't get the front set right, don't get the gaps taken care of, and Miller's through there for a big gain. You know, he's a hard-running kid from Miami. Can break tackles, got good quickness in the open field. You know, does a good job.
I mean, first game, too. It's tough to really do a lot of game planning. You don't have a ton of tape. Basically, you're going off preseason and what you know from last year.
That's right.
All right, Coach, good stuff right there. Good luck against Miami.
Thanks,
All right, there's your Bellustrator. Stay tuned. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam, new ways of thinking for financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Week one. It couldn't get here fast enough, but there's a lot of excitement in the air. And there should be.
Well, I like those preseason games. You can get back to doing some of those. There's a lot of reasons for optimism. Defensively, they made some adjustments. They made some additions. I think they're going to be very exciting ones. I think people are going to be excited to watch Darrell Revis play on a regular basis. A lot of things to be excited about.
Defense.
Absolutely.
That's where I'm starting with the optimism. I think of Bill Belichick's 15 years as head coach, and I think talent wise, this could rival some of his best defenses and maybe something a little bit different than we've seen in recent years.
And they could have the best defense in the league, but let's talk about areas of concern. And the biggest area that I have right now is the offensive line. Agree?
Disagree? We move quickly from all that excitement.
Yeah, we do.
I do agree, Steve, to be honest with you. I think the offensive line, obviously a very big trade that the team made with Logan Mankins, that leaves some questions. I thought they were already a little bit unsettled in those interior spots, the guards at the center. What are we going to see? I don't think that we know quite what we're going to see in that starting lineup. And I think when you're talking about, going into the first game of the season and not really knowing what five you want to say, Mike has been big on the best five or the right five, trying to work out all those different combinations. I think that's something that's going to be ongoing for the first month or so.
I agree. Not the type of game you want to be unsettled on your offensive line against a very good Miami defensive line. But I want to take this slightly off course and just talk about locker room dynamics, locker room chemistry.
And you're going
you
with Logan Mankins.
You're losing a pillar in the locker room. Tom Brady has said no one defines what Patriots football is more about than him. You just want to watch how the players respond. I had one team leader tell me he thought they would become a closer team because of this. But I will say, that really shook that locker room when we were in there the day Logan Mankins was traded. You don't see that happen that often.
A lot of veterans talking like that. Mike has got a good point there.
All right, now let's move on to Rob Gronkowski because it was sort of unpatriotic for him to come out and say, hey, I'm gearing up to go. I'm ready to go. I'm playing.
He broke the news.
He did.
He did. He was chuckling. He was in as good a spirits as I've seen him in a long time. He's always a happy guy. Anyway,
did that surprise you guys?
It did. It surprised me that he was so definitive. He said, "I'm ready. I'm coming back. I'm super excited, super pumped. I'm ready to play. Want to get back out into the grind." I think it really bothers him when everybody else is out there working hard and he can't do everything. Well, now he says he's ready to do everything.
And Bill Belichick said, "Hey, wait a minute. Let's tap the brakes on that a little bit. I'm happy. Rob's optimistic, but with all due respect to him." We'll make a decision, as we get closer to game time. I think, to me, if Gronkowski does play, and I do think he probably will play in the game, all signs point to that, limited workload, Steve. It wasn't until his fifth game coming back from injury last year that he played every snap in a game. So you're not going to get the full Gronk in this game if he dresses.
All right, let's look at this Miami matchup. The Patriots have to travel there. What a time to travel to Miami in September where it's going to be, up to near 100 degrees? It's going to be hot. And this team has to adjust to that heat.
Yeah, it's never an easy thing to do is play down there first 5, 6, 7 weeks. It's always humid. It's always hot. A 1 o'clock game. It's not quite the monkey on the back that it once was for this organization. Much like everything else since Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have taken over, they found a way to win down there. And this is a challenging opener, but one that I think they can handle.
One of the lasting images of the preseason and training camp was we were down in Richmond, Virginia, joint practices against Washington. They had a 3-hour practice. In that hot, humid weather. Yep. And Bill Belichick had the players, after those 3 hours, out in the field in full pads, running end-of-practice sprints. And he was saying, this is when you win the game, fourth quarter. He was building that mental toughness, building the conditioning with this game in mind.
Well, that's what makes him such a great coach. All right, prediction time. Will they come back 1-0?
I think they do. I'm pretty confident. I like the way the offense looks. I like having Gronk as part of that, although I agree with Mike, it won't be a full-time Gronk. You won't get the whole thing. But I like the defense, and I like the offense as long as Gronkowski's part of it, 31-20.
Here's what concerns me, Steve. Offensive line in flux, you don't know what it's going to be like. The strength of the Miami defense is right up front. Cameron Wake, Vernon on the ends, and then inside with Starks and Odrick and Mitchell, who they signed from the Texans. So I think it's a tough game. Their strength against maybe the Patriots' weakness, I'll give the Patriots the edge, 24-20.
24-20. You think it's going to be a four-point game?
I do.
All right. I say they come back 1-0. I won't give you a score. That will do it for this week's edition for Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.